The North Atlantic right whale is among the most endangered marine mammals in the world. Scientists estimate that there may be as few as 350 left. One is currently tangled in fishing nets off the Carolina coast. The whale could die if the nets are not removed. NPR's Ari Shapiro joined a mission to try and untangle the animal.
As the Coast Guard cutter Yellowfin sped towards the whale's last known location, team leader Charles Mayo flatly described the mission's prospects for success.
This is a very difficult task, and it's never been done before.
And he explained why the task is so important.
This is a nearly extinct species, and the future of the species depends on some of these successes, or efforts at least.
This whale is called Kingfisher. He's a right whale, so called because hunters thought their high blubber content and proximity to shore made them the right whales to hunt. This one's a yearling. He's still small for a right whale, but growing fast, with ropes and fishing lines tangled tightly around his fins, cutting off circulation.
If the whale is not cut free, it is highly likely, virtually certain, that it will die.
That's why a crew of experts from as far away as Florida and Cape Cod converged in South Carolina to help this single animal. Experts from the Coast Guard, the Center for Coastal Studies, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, were all in place. After 5 hours at sea, the only missing player was the whale. Finally, a nose popped out of the water, encrusted with horny white callosities. It was Kingfisher. But there was another problem: weather.
We're talking about these conditions for a sedation effort. I don't think we can do it.
4-foot swells made untangling the animal impossible. The scientists would have to settle for a skin sample and a rain check. Members of the Coast Guard slid a bright orange vessel into the water. They motored up to Kingfisher, where marine biologist Chris Shea climbed up on the bow, raised a bow and arrow, and shot. The arrow bounced off the whale's skin as planned, with a blubber sample embedded in the hollow tip.
I don't think there's a lot of blubber. Let me know what we need.
National Marine Fisheries Service veterinarian Terry Rolls took the arrow tips. She'll examine the sample to find out about the whale's stress level. She's disappointed that the original mission to untangle the whale was not accomplished, but she's even more frustrated that the operation is necessary in the first place.
We're environmental heroes to be able to go out and try to do this, but that's kind of a band-aid on the whole problem, and the cure is coming up with whale-safe gear and whale-safe fishery practices. And so we're doing this kind of as a short-term fix in hopes that we won't have to do disentanglement efforts in the future, that we will be taking steps to prevent entanglements altogether.
The crew of the Coast Guard Yellowfin will no longer be attending to Kingfisher. He's swimming north into a different Coast Guard response area. The team of marine biologists and veterinarians is flying up to intercept him. They plan to attempt their mission again tomorrow, weather permitting. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.